We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be here with you. Hump Day edition of the show. Folks, a reminder, while we will be at Radiothon yesterday, tomorrow and Friday, raising money for kids, there'll be regular shows as well. So we encourage your continued participation via the phone lines, via the text lines. We'll be fully operational there. So definitely encourage and want your participation on the show. You kind of get a sense, like I know for based on social media. Now, a lot of you guys are listeners. Some of you I've only had the privilege of meeting out at public events, right? So I'll meet some of you out at the events Thursday and Friday. Some of you are not people who tweet into the show, text into the show, call into the show. As a matter of fact, Lonzo, do you realize 99.9% of people that listen to a sports radio show don't call into a sports radio show? 99.9%. I listen to sports radio. I never call into sports radio shows. I listen from a different perspective as a host myself, but I never call in. I value and appreciate those of you that do. I'd like to change that percentage a little bit and have more people calling in than most hosts get in sports radio. There's no doubt about that. But you kind of get a sense on social media and from some of the calls and some of the participation that you get on the show, who likes you and who doesn't. And this one dude just cracks me, like this one dude cracks me up because, and I'm not going to mention his name, but he's always, you know, Lonzo, like he said to me, like he didn't even think we were going to be at the ACC kickoff, right? So he's like besmirching our station. And of course we were at the ACC kickoff and he was like, wow, I'm surprised, right? So why wouldn't we be? Right. We're in the biggest market in South Carolina. We are the market.
And by the way, we're there every year.
We're there every year. And we're the market for the national champions. Of course, we're going to be there. All right. The only market bigger than us within a 2-hour radius is Charlotte. OK, we're the largest market, 38th largest television market in the country. Right. Right here where we are. So anyway, this same person yesterday, said, what was he responding to here? So we had the interview. Edward Ashoff joined Offsides with Mark Ryan and shared the inside story of how Kelly Bryant transferred to Missouri. And this is what this guy says, Lonzo. He says, this is just one of many BS stories y'all put out. You're either all in or not. Look it up. Well, all in, Lonzo, is Clemson's rallying cry. Right? It is their motto. For the Atlanta Falcons, it's rise up. For the Clemson Tigers, it's all in. And I need to make one thing very clear with you guys right here. I need to clear the air on this one point. I am 100% not all in. That's not who we are at ESPN Upstate. We are honest with our assessment. We are not homers. We are not fans. And on the air here, I feel like I'm allowed to be more of a fan of Florida, my alma mater here, than I would be if I was hosting a show in Florida. But we're all in on nobody. Okay? We're all in on nobody. That's not who we are. That's not what we do. We are your raw, unfiltered, truth-telling sports radio station. That's who we are. That's what we do. And those of you that are fans of this particular show, that's the number one reason I've heard why. I let you know at the start of the show today, Darth Chosen, who won our Prospector Convict segment last week, brought us some delicious pizza and wings from Pizza and Then Some today. And he told me, Mark, I love how you just tell it like it is, man. And that's the number one compliment I get. If I was all in for Clemson, I couldn't tell it like it is, right? So, no, I'm not all in for Clemson. I'm not all in for South Carolina. I'm not all in for the Carolina Panthers, the Atlanta Braves, or the Atlanta Falcons. But what I am is I'm going to give you my opinion the way I see it 100% of the time, all of the time. You're going to get that all of the time from me. Okay? 100% of the time. So, Lonzo, it amazes me that listeners seem to think that we should be all in. You know, you guys aren't all in. Well, no bleep. And I never want to be all in.
There's a place you can go for that if that's what you want.
There is a place you can go for that, but that's not who we are. That's not what we do. We tell you the truth. We don't blow smoke up your skirt. Okay? That's different. You know, if you want honesty, we're your brand. If you want blunt, honesty, unfiltered sports content with no agenda, we are your brand. We are your brand. And this guy's saying, we're not all in. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not all in as if we're not doing our job. And in fact, we're doing our job by not being all in, by not, by not kowtowing to the powerful brand that is. You'll always get my honesty. You will always get my honesty. And I, for one, am very proud of that fact. Very, very proud of that fact. All right, Lonzo. So you and we have put together a total, one for me and one for you, of two areas of improvement for Dabo Swinney and Will Muschamp. Okay? So, we invite you guys to participate as well at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. We'll get to your tweets if you're following us at ESPN Upstate, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air, and at Lonzo on Word. And then finally, email is there for you, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan, at ESPNUpstate.com. Okay, areas of improvement, even for the greatest coaches in college football, even for Dabo Swinney and the Clemson Tigers, there are always areas of improvement. When we cease getting better, we cease being good, right? So even for Dabo Swinney, if you're a Clemson fan, what area of improvement would you like to see from one Dabo Swinney? What area of improvement would you like to see from him? If you're a South Carolina fan, what area of improvement would you like to see from Will Muschamp? Lonzo and I will share ours with you. We hope you will share yours with us as well, okay? We hope you'll share yours with us as well at 1-844-477-3776. I'll go first. For me, Clemson, the area of improvement that I need to see from Dabo Swinney is, putting a more significant level of importance on special teams. In terms of unit rankings across all teams in the ACC this year, Clemson is second to last in special teams ranking heading into 2019, according to Phil Steele's magazine. Okay? Now, last year, in the special teams rankings, according to Phil Steele, Clemson finished 109th out of 130 teams. That's pathetic. Frank Beamer at Virginia Tech, former coach of the Hokies, made his name on having killer special teams. He found special teams to be an area where he could overcome talent deficiencies on other parts of the roster. But, Clemson just pounds people. You're always going to overlook something, right? When you're pounding people into oblivion, who really needs special teams? Well, there's going to be a game this year, mark my words, where Clemson needs special teams. And is new kicker B.T. Potter, is he going to get the job done? Is he going to be able to get the job done there? Who knows? I'm not so sure. Special teams is an area where I would very much like to see Clemson improve. Lonzo.
All right, so I misunderstood this just a little bit because you put Dabo on Muschamp, so I thought you meant specifically them.
Correct, I do.
Okay, all right. So here's my thing for Clemson and for Dabo specifically. Stop with the aw shucks stuff. No one's buying it anymore. Like, oh, we're just little old Clemson. We're just no one believes in us and all this kind of, stop with all that. No one believes it. You've been everywhere. You're on TV every other day. No one believes that you're just Clemson. No one believes that you're this, that aw shucks down home boy anymore. You're not. We know you're not, so stop it.
So that's your area of improvement for him?
Because
he doesn't need to improve anywhere else.
Because Clemson is perfect in every way. I mean, you know, they're national champions, and, you know, how can you improve on being a champion?
Well, I'll tell you.
Sarcasm.
They've been disappointing in back-to-back years in terms of special teams.
No, listen, I agree with you there, but, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can fix when you've been to the playoff as many times as they have and have won a couple times.
Clemson last year averaged 7.7 yards per punt return and 23 yards per kick return. One of the worst in the country. They don't put a high emphasis there. And I'm just telling you, special teams, if you're weak in the kicking game, it's going to bite you this year, and Clemson's going to find themselves in a game where that's really important. K-Pac joins us up next. K-Pac is my main man who, Lonzo, we called him out on Monday because he has not still paid up the bet. Lonzo and I agreed on the air that, a reasonable amount of time to pay up a bet is 1 week, and we are now 1 month. But my man K-Pac has reached out to me. We have handled it. It was always meant in good fun. And, you know, K-Pac, I love the fact that our show is reaching so many people that I can just mention your name and your buddies will immediately text you that I've called you out on the show. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good, man. How are you? I just want to say one thing before we go any further. This is not Clemson's flagship radio station, so get off your oyster ring.
There you go. What's up, brother?
I want to touch base. I know I missed the segment, but the whole family rivalry or house.
Yeah,
divided.
No, it's kind of the ongoing. It's kind of our ongoing question today, K-Pac. So you're more than welcome to chime in on it, man. Go ahead.
Okay, so my situation is more houses divided. My family is Michigan all everything. My fiance, her family's from New Jersey. They were Michigan all everything, so much so that her little brother has the big house painted on one of the walls in his room. But her middle brother applied to Michigan when he was looking for schools, and he was deferred and then later declined, unfortunate as that is. And then proceeds to apply to Ohio State of all places, gets accepted, and is now going into his senior year there. As unfortunate as that is, her little sister has now applied to Rutgers, Clemson, USC, TCNJ, and Ohio State, and she just got accepted to all of them, but then chooses Ohio State. So I have a debacle. Her whole family is now converted to Ohio Statism, and the houses are divided. But I converted my fiance to Michigan, so we're all good.
Now, it's only fair that we have the resident Ohio State fan retort to what you just said.
Hate is good when it comes to that. I understand. That would definitely be a problem for me if I were him and it was the opposite. I would definitely have a problem if I have family members that wanted to go to that place up north. It really would be a problem for me.
But K-Pac, does it not cause tension in the family when that's going on? It definitely does, right?
Oh, during the games it does, and as of lately it gets me really fired up because we haven't been doing a whole hell of a lot of good stuff. So, yeah. I'm waiting for the day where I can, like, throw some stuff back into their face.
Is this your year? Is this your year? Are you going to be able to throw it this year?
I build myself up every year, and then I get severely disappointed. So,
well, K-Pac, if this is your year, not only are you going to throw it in their face, you're going to throw it in Lonzo's face, okay? Because I have to see his ugly, ugly Ohio State jersey way too many damn times.
I'm not worried, okay? By the way. I just want you to know that.
I want you to throw it in his
Michigan
face.
Jersey you can take to work with you.
Oh, do you? Oh, that would be fantastic.
Come on now. We can't be doing that.
That would be fantastic. Oh, I would love to be watching Lonzo get increasingly upset over the course of the show because I'm wearing a Michigan jersey. K-Pack, if you end up if you end up making it out after the show, man, I know you're going to give me my my little gift card there, which I really appreciate. But also, if you want to bring that with you, man, I would be happy
to don
that in studio. You know, Lonzo will tell me I look very dapper in that thing.
I'll have to perform an exorcism.
I can't wait.
I don't think that'd be the word he would choose to use, but I'm more than happy to listen to him gripe about it all day.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I can't wait for it. I can't wait for it, K-Pack. Please bring that for me, brother, all right? And thank you so much. Appreciate your call. Okay, so you've listed your improvement.
What the heck is this? People offering you Michigan stuff. That's
Listen,
ridiculous.
Anything to get under your skin, Lonzo.
So you're
going to
wear a different school, not Florida. You're going to wear some Michigan gear. Gosh.
Lonzo, you don't understand. Like, it's really not that big a deal to me.
Here's the thing. You told me, one person, one team, so you think that I'm not a real fan because I'm a fan of two teams in each sport. So now you're going to be a fan of two teams because you couldn't possibly wear Michigan colors and not be a Michigan fan.
Well, I'm wearing Michigan colors, and I'm not a Michigan fan.
And I will take pictures and send it to all your Florida people.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Tell them that you've crossed over.
Listen, I would be happy to cross over if it means I get to upset you for 3 hours over the course of the show. That would delight me.
I think I've shown in the past that I can do an entire show without looking at you, so I think we'll be all right.
That's also true. All right, we've given you our area of improvement for Dabo Swinney. The special teams have been putrid the last few years in Clemson, South Carolina. They must improve there. Lonzo says, stop with the aw shucks, woe is me routine. Will Muschamp's area of improvement coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. So, as is the case in live radio, just about every single show, something new happens, something unforeseen happens that you didn't see before the show began. And today, that is that we now have in our possession the South Carolina football schedule for 2020. And if you're a fan, you hate when you see future headaches. You ever see that as a parent? Like your kid is developing some sort of behavioral pattern that you know is going to give you future headaches for a long period of time. Maybe it's cell phone addiction while your family's eating a meal out or something of the sort. There's something on this schedule that is going to be a future headache if you're a Gamecock fan moving forward. And it's honestly a bit disappointing to me, if I'm honest with you here. And on South Carolina's schedule, which has now been released officially by the Gamecocks Athletic Department, we have a non-conference schedule. Now, if you're wanting bait, Clemson fans, here's your bait, okay? A 2020 non-conference schedule featuring Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford. Now, you know Clemson's always on there because Clemson's on there every single year.
You forgot one. So they've scheduled the national champions.
Right.
Well,
they do that.
What else?
They do that every year. They do that every single bloody year. Okay. Florida this year, for example, Lonzo, plays Miami and Florida State in the non-conference schedule, right? You're going to have a true state champion. No offense, UCF and USF, you're not there yet. You're going to have a true state champion in the state of Florida this year for the first time in a long time. And South Carolina can say, hey, well, you know what? We're going to be the champions of the northern part of South Carolina and all of North Carolina because we're playing North Carolina in 2019 and Coastal Carolina and East Carolina in 2020. But Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford as a non-conference schedule outside of Clemson is weak as hell. And that is, you know, that's a program that might be compensating for the fact that they have such a difficult schedule this year, looking for a bit of a breather, right? I just always believe you should have two big-time opponents in your non-conference schedule, and Florida has one every year with Florida State, and South Carolina has one every single year with Clemson. And true to form, Gamecocks fans, I give you credit for being a big-time opponent on Clemson's schedule. The game this year that Clemson has the lowest percentage chance of winning per ESPN's FPI is against you, against South Carolina. So that's a legitimate game that Clemson has to play. But that, you know, you have a chance to control your non-conference schedule. And so for me, Coastal Carolina, in Phil Steele's top 130 rankings, ranked number 123, okay? And East Carolina, in his top 130 rankings here, ranked number 113, and Wofford not getting it done. Not getting it done in the non-conference schedule in 2020 for South Carolina. I'm sorry. It's just, I'm not overly impressed with that. Now, let's focus on a few other things that are available to us here in this schedule, okay? We have the order of games in the SEC, home and away, so on and so forth. You've got road games at Kentucky and at Florida to follow the home opener in the SEC against Missouri. Missouri, for Florida and South Carolina, you always want that game at home, right? You lose on the road, you win it at home. It looks like you open up with a win, especially because no more Kelly Bryant for Missouri in 2020. Then you're at Kentucky, at Florida, two winnable but tricky games, and followed by Tennessee at home, okay? Brutal schedule over in the SEC East Division because you get Texas A&M and you also get at LSU, okay? You get the at LSU for South Carolina, which is absolutely brutal. As a matter of fact, in the month of November, you play Georgia, LSU, and Clemson in the month of November in 2020. So, you know, if you're handicapping at this, you don't like what you've gotten out of the East. You don't like that you have to play LSU out of the East. And you don't really like the non-conference schedule. If you're a Gamecocks fan, and I tell you non-conference outside of Clemson, Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Wofford, is your primary emotion relief or anger? Are you relieved at that or are you angry because you know what people are going to say about your schedule next year? 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number to join us on the show. And Lonzo, I mean, it's obvious that the Gamecocks went for an easier non-conference schedule here. I understand to a degree. If you've got A&M and LSU in the non-conference, if you've got Georgia, LSU, and Clemson in November, road games for the Gamecocks at Kentucky, at Florida, at Vanderbilt, at LSU, at Clemson over the 2020 season, you want to make a bowl game, right? I mean, that's important to you here. You definitely want to make a bowl game. You definitely want to get into a bowl game. Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, Wofford for me, outside looking in, not getting it done. Not getting it done. I need another big-time opponent on that schedule. I absolutely need another big-time opponent on that schedule, but the SEC slate is brutal. I mean, look, you have no more Jake Bentley. You're going to have Doty or Helinski as your quarterback to replace, and with apologies to DeCarrion Joyner, I don't think he's going to win that battle over Helinski long-term or Doty. And you're going to have those guys facing an SEC slate. I think you can beat Missouri at home. I think you can beat Kentucky on the road. No offense, at Florida, probably a loss. You can beat Tennessee at home. I think you can start 3-1 in the SEC slate. But then you get Texas A&M at home. Winnable, yes. Likely, probably not. You have at Vanderbilt, which should be a win. Now you're at 4 wins in the SEC. And then you close the SEC slate with Georgia and at LSU. So it might be tough to go better than 4-4 in the SEC next year.
See,
if you're South Carolina.
I get what you're saying, but at the same time, you just talked about how difficult the SEC schedule is going to be. You need to win the games in your conference before you worry about scheduling bigger names non-conference. Get good enough to win those games, then you can go play the Miamis, the Ohio States, the whatever.
Well, why not schedule them now?
Why do that now? It just doesn't. You got to slowly get better. They're just not going to all of a sudden be able to beat all those teams. At least I don't think
so. Let's see what Miles has to say about this. Miles, thanks for the call, brother. You're Offsides with Mark Ryan. Miles, go ahead.
Yeah, I think you're right about having the easier non-conference schedule to warm it up. But if you look at teams like Alabama, they're winning national championships regularly, and they're playing cupcake teams too. They're playing, guys you never even heard of.
Well, they played Duke. Well, they played Duke this year. They played Louisville last year. Now you might be saying Louisville, big deal.
Really, Duke and Louisville.
When they scheduled Louisville, Louisville was actually really good. I mean, that was supposed to be two top 15 teams playing. So a lot of this stuff is tough to predict, Miles. But I would say, Miles, if you're scheduling Coastal Carolina, East Carolina, and Wofford, you're doing your best to ensure that you got three cupcakes on the schedule there, right?
Well, yeah, you could say that. East Carolina's had their on years and their off years, so they're kind of a wild card, but you never know.
Okay, so you're a South Carolina fan. What's your initial impression of this schedule here, Miles?
I'm actually not a South Carolina fan, but I am a South Carolinian.
There you go.
So, I think they probably could have done better, but, they still have to do better as a team. So you start at the bottom and you move your way up. And, they could say what they want about Clemson's schedule, playing cupcakes all around the board. But,
hey, Miles, let me ask you a question.
It's a different game.
Let me ask you a question, Miles. Do you know anybody, do you know any couples in the area that live a house-divided life? Do you know any Clemson fans that are dating somebody from South Carolina? Any South Carolina friend that is married to a Clemson person? Like, does that exist here?
Very few.
I don't know of any. I don't know of any. This is the one rivalry where that doesn't happen. I couldn't do it.
Arguably, I'd say Michigan and Ohio State could probably have, very few that would do it as well. And maybe Texas and Oklahoma, that's a pretty bitter rivalry as well, but. Yeah, there's very few down here in Upstate who are house divided.
100%. Miles, thanks for the call, brother. Silver Fox tweets into the show. He says, my fiance and I have two different teams we like, South Carolina and Tennessee, house divided, and we get along great until SC spanks Tennessee. Forever to thee. So I would say South Carolina and Tennessee, rivals, yes, but marriageable rivals. Right? I mean, those are, I'm inventing a word here. I think you can marry Tennessee if you're from South Carolina. They're in your division, yes, but it's not Florida, Tennessee. It's not Florida, Florida State, right? I'll be honest with you. I couldn't believe what I was seeing when I saw this license plate drive by me yesterday, because I haven't seen any Clemson and South Carolina couple.
You know, something else, and I'm just now thinking about this. This must be so commonplace that someone thought to manufacture these license plates, because these are good looking license plates. This isn't like someone went out and had one custom built. There are a bunch of these. If you go to local places where you can buy, one or the other team stuff, you can buy these license plates. So this has to be commonplace for this to for them to put money into making a plate like that.
Well, but here's the thing. It's very commonplace in Florida. You see Florida-Miami plates. You see Florida-Florida State plates. You see Florida State-Miami plates. I've seen very few of them here, Lonzo, which tells me I'm not sure if the market is great for them here, and I'm not sure if that exists here. And I'm saying, if I propose to you guys, let's say you're a single guy here in the Upstate, okay? And I propose to you, and whatever side you're on, you have a side, you're either Clemson or you're South Carolina. If I propose to you that I am bestowing upon you a beautiful girl who is kind-hearted and very nurturing, but she's on the other side, could you make it happen or could you not? Lonzo, I know you don't like doing hypothetical questions, but you're a South Carolina guy, okay? Your hatred for Clemson is known all throughout these parts. If you were a single guy and I presented to you a beautiful Clemson girl that liked video games and was a very nurturing, kind, spiritual soul, could you marry her?
See, that was the key there. I think what's in someone's heart matters most. And all this other stuff is trivial, and it's, yeah, so I could.
You could. marry a Clemson fan.
Yes.
Really? How about you guys? I mean, if I'm hooking it up for you, right? If I'm making it a true catch, you know, I'm delivering to you a true catch. The catch is that they're on the other side of the rivalry. Could you do it? Because I don't think I could. I really don't think I could. Okay, lots of your comments on South Carolina's schedule coming in, funneling in here to the show. That plus our areas of improvement for Will Muschamp coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan at ESPN Upstate. During the commercial break, I learned that Lonzo has still not been to Falls Park on the Reedy, the Central Park of Greenville.
You can't make me go because now that you've teased me about it so much.
I can't make you go, but I sure can make fun of you for not.
Someday you will be blessed to be invited to my home and you will see where I live and then you will decide, okay, you don't need to go there because you basically live in the woods. I have to cross three creeks.
Nope.
I have to cross three creeks, which have bridges on them, to get to my house. So what do I need to see
everybody
another bridge for?
Everybody should go to Falls Park on the Reedy. It is a landmark
I'm
right
sure
here in the
upstate.
I'm
sure it smells wonderful,
too. It's beautiful. Are you kidding me? It's amazing. How dare you besmirch Falls Park on the Reedy. Okay, so South Carolina's schedule has been released, and we got an interesting call during the commercial break. Lonzo, what did the caller say?
There's a House Divided Bar and Grill down the road from us.
Anyone ever been there? Anyone ever been to the House Divided Bar and Grill? Did you find people from both sides? You know, it's an interesting marketing idea to try to bring people from both sides together.
But again,
to watch the games.
So this goes back to my point about the license plates.
I bet they obviously have a lot of fights there.
Obviously, there's a market for it. That means there must be a lot of this going on.
I just haven't seen a whole lot of it. I'll be honest. I haven't seen a whole lot of it. We bring in Will Pelagic, who is doing an admirable job filling in for Mark Sturgis on Straight Up with Sturge here daily. And, Will, I've got to be real with you, man. As a guy who's Floridian by nature, I'm
wait,
much...
You're from Florida? I had no idea.
I'm much...
I hadn't heard that. This is new to me.
I'm much more familiar with that happening with Florida, Florida State fans, Florida State Miami fans. I haven't seen a whole heck of a lot of it here. But you're saying it does exist.
It exists, especially if you go to the South Carolina Clemson head-to-head events. That's where I think you see it more often. I feel like, and this is more indicative of the era that we're living in currently, where Clemson has been surrounded by prosperity. I'm sure the South Carolina fan of the house probably feels a little beaten down when it comes to that perspective. But I do think that it just is more prevalent at the actual events than you would see it, say, out on the town.
Now, if the divorce rate for Americans is 55%,
right,
what would you say the divorce rate of house-divided relationships is? Is it better? Is it higher or lower than 55%?
I would have liked to see the stats during the five-year win streak with Spurrier and the five-year win streak with Dabo and see how that fluctuates, because I'm pretty sure that the initiator probably changes a lot when it comes to that perspective.
No, I absolutely believe that the divorce rate skyrockets when one school has won a streak in a row.
Sure.
You can make a marriage work if it's give and take, if both teams are winning part of the rivalry, but the five straight for Spurrier followed by the five straight for Dabo doesn't lend itself to harmony at home.
I will say, over those who I've talked to, the trash talking probably is a lot softer than you would expect. It's not lethal. Like, I feel like when you're dealing with strangers going at each other, it's probably a lot more intense. But from people who I've talked to who live in the, quote, house divided scenario, it's usually more fun-loving banter, and they pick their differences, pick their battles elsewhere.
Let's get to Drew, who's been hanging patiently on the line. Drew, thanks for the call, man. You're Offsides. Drew, go ahead.
I've got two scenarios. I am married to someone that cares about the opposing rival. But when I was in the dating game, I had a friend. I'm an Alabama fan. A friend of mine set me up with an Auburn fan.
Hey, Drew, I'll put him on hold for a second, Lonzo. Drew, I need you to speak into your cell phone because I'm having a hard time hearing you. So first question is, who is the rival? You said you've been with someone who is an opposing rival. Who are the two schools here?
Alabama-Auburn.
Auburn. Okay, so that's tough.
And a friend of mine in my dating years tried to set me up with an Auburn girl. Beautiful, nice. I refused to go on the date. I went on one date because I did not realize that the girl was an actual volleyball player at the University of Tennessee, and I was cordial, but I refused to go on a second date with her because of her ties with Tennessee.
Good for you,
and,
Drew.
And I ended up marrying a girl that graduated from Liberty University, so it was not an issue. She is an Alabama fan now all the way, and we've been married 20 years. Hallelujah. My brother is an Alabama fan, and his wife is a Clemson fan. And
oh, see, that's that relationship is getting worse as time goes on.
Oh, it's terrible. She does not come over to any of our houses because you can cut it like a knife. It is so tense and so uncomfortable that I don't even want to see her the entire time. Fall time of the year.
I love it.
So it is for real. It is for real. I would live single rather than be married to a burner. There ain't no way.
Okay. Drew, appreciate the call, brother. Thank you so very much.
What's the problem with this scenario? Yeah. I don't see Mark Ryan not going out on a second date with a volleyball player. I'm sorry.
Well, that's – I was going to say, in my impression, okay, in my career watching sports, men and women's sports, the most attractive – in terms of the opposite sex, the most attractive sports are volleyball and soccer. So that would be the height of temptation, a volleyball player from UT – but guess what, Lonzo? I can't do it. I can't
swim. You're underrating swimming, by the way.
You know, I've never been so attracted to the swimmer body, if I'm honest with you. Right. Okay?
You're underrating it.
Yeah, am I underrating? Why? Underrated. Why am I underrating it?
The legs, man. It's all about the legs.
Yeah, but like if they look like they could snap me with their legs, it's, you know, there's
so
something
about it's about the, you. It's not about them.
100% okay. It's all about right. Me. Who else is it about, Lonzo? Of course it's about me.
I should have known that.
All right, yeah, of course it's about me. What are you talking about here?
Very toned and tight bodies.
Right, that very toned and tight bodies, and they also
well conditioned.
They also can kick your ass.
Plus, I feel like a lot of times there's certain scars with soccer and volleyball players that, you know, whether it's like rug burns and things of that nature, that you run that risk.
you run the risk of having visible scars.
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So we have, I do want to get to this. We've been teasing it, Lonzo. We have not paid off our tease. Shame on us. Radio 101 violation. We will do that next. The area of improvement for Will Muschamp, as we've shared ours with Dabo Swinney. Lonzo wants Dabo to stop the aw shucks routine. I'm saying Dabo desperately needs to improve these horrible special teams ratings of the last couple of years. Our Will Muschamp areas of improvement coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, Lonzo, here we go. Area of improvement for Will Muschamp is what?
You know what I'm going to say before I
well,
even say
you're
it.
You're not allowed to copy mine.
No, I'm not going to copy yours. Here's my thing. Even if you have to get down into the dirt and the mud yourself, Will Muschamp, defensive coach, teach your players how to tackle. I don't want to hear, well, we had injuries and the guy behind. Why isn't the guy behind not ready? Because he's practicing the same way the guy ahead of him is. Teach them how to tackle. You would have won a couple more games if your guys knew how to tackle. All right, I'm done.
100%. And not only that, along those same lines, here is South Carolina's total defense rankings since Will Muschamp took over at South Carolina. 2016, 67th. 2017, 51st. 2018, 89th. 89th. The three-year average for South Carolina's defense since Will Muschamp became head coach, 69. Okay? And outside of being Rob Gronkowski's favorite number, there's no good that's just not getting the job done, and that's what he does. They always say, give a coach 3 years. Well, you've had 3 years, Will. What are you doing this year? Okay? Because guess what? In his time at Florida, the defense was never ranked below 25th. So what's happened here? You know, Will Muschamp's loosened the reins on the offense. His offense is far better than it ever was at Florida. He's, you know, no longer insisting on this conservative 3 yards in a cloud of dust approach that he had at Florida. He's opening it up a bit more offensively, which is great to see. But, Will, this is what you do. If this is what you do and South Carolina is this mediocre defensively, now 130 teams in FBS in the last 3 years since Will Muschamp has taken over, we've gone from 127 FBS schools to 130, and your average ranking is 69th, three-year average. That's in the bottom half of defenses, and you play in the Southeastern Conference. I mean, Will, I don't want to say that's pathetic, but it's kind of pathetic. It's kind of pathetic. 69, 67th, 51st, and 89th. And I know there were a ton of injuries last year. I get it. In life, there are reasons and there are excuses. And I think when you suffer that many injuries, those are reasons, right? There's reasons South Carolina gave up 56 points to Clemson the final game of the regular season. But that 69 needs to turn into top 25 real fast, because that's why you were brought to South Carolina. Your system, whatever it is, isn't working in the first 3 years you've been on the job, and that needs to be significantly better. I continue to feel like unless this team drops a 3-9 or worse, Will Muschamp's job is not in jeopardy this year. I continue to feel like he's safe. But should South Carolina go 6-6, 5-7 or worse this year, and, firmly, squarely on the hot seat in 2020. That defensive ranking must improve very, very rapidly. Okay, the top three at three presented by Moe's Southwest Grill is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.